Okay, Rebbe, say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Bavakama daf Kuf Yud. As we bear down on the end of the Masechta, about a week and a half to go, Baruch Hashem. We are here at five lines up on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Again, if you remember, we've been talking about Gezel Hager. We're going to talk a lot about that as well today. So it says the Gemara, five lines up by the two dots, Tana Rabbana will learn the Rebbeisa. Minayin lekohen shabo, makriv karbonosa, b'chol eis, v'chol shah, sher yirtzeh. How do you know that a kohen can come and bring a korban that he has to bring if he has an offer? He has a chiyuv, Rashi says, either a neder or some sort of chiyuv that he has, chatos, an asham, whatever. If a kohen has to bring a korban, how do you know that he can come and bring the korban, right, and do the avoda, right, at any time, whenever he wants? Now, the background of this question is that a kohen was not always in Beis HaMikdash, right? It wasn't just that they had, you know, thousands upon thousands of kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chavzayin says that there were 24 mishmaros, 24 watches of kohanim, and basically they would be, you know, 1 week off, 1 week on, and let's say, I don't know, I guess 23 weeks off. So basically they were there for, you know, two plus weeks out of the year, you know, depending on the math, you know, how you work it. So the kohen wasn't always there. So how do you know that a kohen, who's not obviously serving the Beis HaMikdash that week, is allowed to show up, right, and bring his own korban whenever he wants? So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "Uba b'chol avas nafsho v'sheres." Now that's not exactly a quote of the pasuk. That's a pasuk. What's it called? That's a two psukim back to back, but not continuous. The pasuk says, "Kfi yavo halevi me'echad sherecha mikol Yisrael asher hu gar sham uba b'chol avas nafsho ela makom asher yivchar Hashem." Then the pasuk says, "V'sheres b'shem Hashem." Okay, again, fine. So basically, the kohanim, right, can come and do avoda whenever they want. Now, how do you know that the avoda and the skins are his? Now, the avoda here, Rashi already points out, it means schar avoda, the reward, quote unquote, of doing the avoda, and i.e., that means the animal's flesh, the animal's meat. So how do you know that the kohen can keep the meat and keep the skins? Tamalomer, because the pasuk says, "V'ishes kadashav lo yihiu." Right, a person, right, his kadashav, his kodshim, right, is allowed. They go to him. Right, lo yihiu, they will be for him. So Gemara says, "Haketzad." Right, how does that work? Now, what's it called? Sorry, one second. Okay, all right, fine. So, yeah, okay, so how does that work? Now, the Gemara is basically going to describe different scenarios that the coin, again, if a coin shows up, he's totally normal, totally healthy, totally fine. So sure, fantastic, go for it. But a coin had to be, you know, without a mum. Well, he had to be healthy, he had to be able both to do the avoda, and he had to be able to eat the meat. So let's say one of those are lacking. Right, so okay, so im haya baal mum, right, so how does it work? If, let's say, he was a baal mum, right, again, not the animal, but the coin, right, and therefore he can't do avoda, but he is allowed to eat the meat. That's the halacha of a kohen about mum. So nosnon lekohen shaboso mishmar v'avodoso v'oro shalo. Right, he can give it. Right, he gives it to a kohen from that mishmar. Right, meaning he's unable to necessarily appoint a shliach. Let's say, well, we'll see in a second. You know, well, whether he can appoint the shliach, but he has to. Meaning he can't do the avodah himself, but he is allowed, right, to eat the meat himself. But if he was old or sick, and i.e., meaning he was able, we'll see what that case is. I guess we'll just get when we get there in two lines. So if he was old or sick, then nosna lechol kohen sheyirtza, he can give it to any kohen he wants, i.e., as Rashi says, second line, hol dehu chazi lavoda matzi l'shuliyach shliach. Since he's able to do the avoda, he can make a shliach, and, you know, he can give the, you know, have whoever he wants do the avoda. But, right, he doesn't get to eat the meat or keep the skin. So the Gemara just says, right, what's the case where the kohen was too old, right, or too sick, right, to do the avoda, and therefore had to, you know, he can make a shliach, but he can't keep the meat, and he, the meat and the skin go to the anshei mishmar. So he the matzi aved avoda, if he's able to do the avoda, so then avodasa ve'ora namite today. Right, if he's able to do the avoda himself, he should be able to keep the meat and the skins. If he lo matzi aved avoda, and if he can't do the avoda, so shliach heicha mishavi. So how in the world can he make a shliach? Meaning, how can he nosin the kol kohen shiirta, and how can he give it, you know, to any kohen that he wants to do the avoda? Right, he shouldn't be able to make a shliach to do the avoda if he's not able to do it. Right, in the context, if a person is able to do something, they can make a shliach. If they're not able to do something, they're not able to make a shliach. So Amar Rav Papa says, what's the case? Shiachol lasos al yedei hadchak. So he's able, right? Again, he's sick or he's old. So either he has a, you know, a pretty serious illness, or he's like, you know, like 95 years old or whatever. And he's able to do the avoda al yedei dchak, meaning with great struggle, with difficulty. So therefore, avoda dechi avidle al yedei dchak avoda hi. Again, avoda beis hamikdash. There's no rule about how easy it has to come to the kohen. You know, if a guy is able to do it, right, as long as you're able to perform, regardless of how difficult it is. So the avoda is good. So therefore, he can do the avoda. Therefore, avoda al de dechak is avoda. So therefore, he's able to make a shliach and appoint whoever he wants to do the avoda for him. But achila to eat the meat, the achila de dechak, achila gasi. Right, if a person eats something, right, al de dechak, and he doesn't really able to eat it, right, that's a feel. I mean, he's disgusted by it. He's unable to get it down. He's unable to swallow it. That's not proper achila, right? That's something called achila gasa. Comes up, I guess, probably most commonly by Hilchos Pesach. You know, if you can't eat afikomen or you're eating the matzah and it's a chila gasa, it's too much, right? So you're not yotze. But it comes up in other, obviously, other areas of halacha. But anyway, it's a bad, and eating that is disgusting, that is repulsive, is not considered to be an achila. And therefore, achila gasa la klumhu, achila gasa is nothing, so therefore, mishum hachi, avodasa va'ura la anshe mishmar. And therefore, right, again, his avoda, right, the meat, and the skins have to go to the Anshei Mishmar because he himself is not able to eat the meat. Tosis just right at the top. Tosis just points out, right, there is no psul in age for Kohanim like there is by Levium. Levium, there's a certain age limit, but by Kohanim, right, Tosis points out the Lomatzinu by Kohanim psul b'shanim. Right, you don't find a limit for a Kohen. He can do avoda as long as he can. Okay, fine. Amram Sheshes. Amram Sheshes says as follows: am I a coin tame be korban sibor? Right, no sinu lechol mishir. It's avodas avora la'anshei mishmar. Let's say it's a coin, right? Again, who is tame and he has to bring a korban sibor? Right, let's say korban tame or whatever. It pashas is he's right. He's from that mishmar because otherwise, what are you doing bringing the korban sibor? Okay, but either way, he's tame, so he can give it to whoever he wants. I.e., he can make a shliach, but he doesn't get to keep the meat and the skins, right, that goes to the people, right, of the Mishmar. Now, the problem is, right, hey, chidami, what's the case? What in the world's going on over here? Right, we know there's a concept called Tumo Hutra Betzibor, that if people are Tame, right, that and there needs to be some sort of korban, some sort of tzibor, some sort of obligation on the tzibor to bring, if everybody's Tame, so you could bring it Betuma. Right, that's why they asked a question by Hanukkah, that really they didn't need Tahor oil, because if everybody was Tamei, so then you're allowed to use Tamei oil. I tell it the menorah, okay, fine, that's already, Hanukkah Torah that we won't bring up right now. But so the coin was Tamei, he had to bring a korban sibur, so he can give it to whoever he wants, but he can't eat it. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, what in the world is going on over here? Right, eat the iga tahorim, if there are other tahor kohanim, so Tamei mimasu avdi. So what's this guy doing? He's Tamei, he can't bring the korban sibur. Well, it must be that everyone else is Tamei, because that's the only reason, that's the only way we say Tumah Hutra Tzibur. Feed the leg of Tahorim, but the problem is if there's nobody else who's Tahor, so Avodas of Ur Lan Shemishmar, right, why in the world, right, would the meat and the skins go down Shemishmar? Haim Tameim Ninu. They're also Tame, Velo Matsi Achli, right, they're not allowed to eat in the meat. And when we say Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, that's only to do the Avoda, but not necessarily, right, that's not true to eat the meat of a Korban Tzibor. So the Gemara says, Amarav, Rav explains, right, Eim Labali Mum Tahorim Uba Oso Mishmar. It must be, right, then it's talking about that the meat and the skins, right, go to Bali Mumim, who are Tahor, right, who are of that Mishmar, meaning that everybody is Tame or a Bal Mum. And a Bal Mum, right, can't do the Avoda, right? The Tame can do the Avoda, but the Bal Mum, right, who's Tahor, can eat their korbanos. So basically, right, again, if Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, he can do the Avoda, but then, right, to eat the korbanos, right, that's a Tahor Kohen, right, who's a Bal Mum. Okay. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Am HaKohen Gadol Onein. A Kohen Gadol is an Onein. A Kohen is an Onein who's not allowed to do Avoda in Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen Gadol is different. He is allowed to do Avoda in Beis HaMikdash. So in that case, right, no single call coin shear, so he can give it to any coin he wants, i.e. he can make a shliach, meaning because he can do the avodah himself. But he's not able to eat that. So therefore he has to give it to the people of the Mishmar. My Kmash Malan, right, what's that chiddush? It's not really a chiddush. Tanino learned the Reza, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein, Ve'eno Ochel, Ve'eno Cholek Lechol Be'erev. And that's basically what we learned before, that a Kohen Gadol, as we explained before, can bring korbanos when he's in Onein. He's not allowed to eat it, so therefore that's exactly right what we've been saying. He can make a shliach, but he's not allowed to eat it, therefore the meat goes to the Anshei HaMishmar. And just the last line, Ve'eno Cholek Lechol Be'erev, he's not able to eat afterwards, that even though the Aninos ends at night, the Kohen, since he wasn't able to eat during the day, he's not allowed to eat korbanos at night. Okay, but either way, that's basically what Rav Ashi just taught us. You might have thought to say, when the Torah was mekel, right, with a Kohen Gadol, meaning to let him be makriv korbanos, that's only to be makriv, right, korbanos. But to go an extra step and make a shliach, so then maybe lo matim shavu. Then maybe, right, again, you're an onen, you're a Kohen Gadol, the Torah has a special, you know, prohibition, dispensation for the Kohen Gadol to do avodah, but maybe he's not allowed to do to make a shliach. So therefore, Kamash Malan teaches us that no, he has the full ability to do avodah, and he's also able, right, to make a shliach. Okay, new Mishnah. Again, we've been talking the same topic we've been talking about for the last day or so. Hagozo is a ger, v'nishbalo umes. Let's say a person steals from a ger, right, swears that he didn't do it, and then obviously he's wrong, right? And then he dies. So, and meaning, and then not he dies, not the ganav, but the ger dies, right? The ger has no halachic legal yorshim. So hareze mishalim keren v'chomesh. Again, the guy has to pay, right? Keren and chomesh. Chomesh for the and Asham, yes, bring korban Asham, right, for swearing falsely. So what does he do with the money? He pays the keren of the chomesh that goes to the kohanim, and the Asham, obviously, that's, he brings that as a korban shenamar. Again, that's the pasuk we've been talking about, right? Straight up in the pasuk, ve'im ein la'ish goel, right? If the person has no yoresh, la'shiv Asham elav, Asham ushav la'shem la'kohen, right? Milvad ela kipurim ashei chaberbo alav, right? That the money goes to the kohen. Fine. Let's say the goslin, the thief, dies before he can bring the money and the asham to the kohanim. So akesev yinasim lebonav, right? The money goes to the sons of the goslin, because there's no reason to give the money to the kohanim. That's supposed to be an atonement. That's supposed to be a kapara. The guy's dead, doesn't need that. So the money can go to his yorshim. The asham yira achi istayif, right? V'yim mocher, right? V'lupu dam of the nadava. And the korban asham, right? Get it a mum, right? Leave until it gets a mum, then you sell it, right? And you bring a regular korban nadava from the money. Now, in the case of the anshei mishmar ameis, let's say that he gave the money to the kohanim and then he died before bringing the korban asham. Saying the yorshim yichol nohotim yadam, and the yorshim, right? Regardless of what the asham, right? The asham is what's called. What would you do? Right, you wouldn't bring the asham, right, because he died, right? So the yorshim, right, can't get the money, meaning the money's already gone to the kohanim. Shemar's pasuk says, "Isha sheyitein lakohen lo yeh." Also, in the case of the yohori, the hoyariv, the asham liyadaya. Now, these are the names of two of the mishmaros. Yohoyariv came before yadaya, and therefore, let's say you split the giving, right? The money went to yohoyariv, and the asham, right, went to Yedaya. So then, in that case, Yotza, that's fine, because that's the proper order, as we'll see in a second. Right, that's again, as long as you give the money back before the Korban Asham, that's fine. So if you give the Yoyariv came first, and the Mishmaros, and then you waited, let's say, 5 days until Yedaya came, so that would be fine, because you gave the money, and then you did the Korban. Asham Yoyariv, because of the Yedaya, but if you did it reverse, so the Imkaim HaAsham, if the Asham still exists, meaning they didn't bring it yet, to Akivru B'nei Yedaya. So you let the Anshei Yedaya, who is the Mishmar right now, they could bring the Korban, then everything's fine. Bimlav, but if not, Bimlo, but if it's not, then Yaksu of Yavi Asham Achad, he needs to bring another Korban Asham. Shamevi Gzelo, right, Achalo Hevi Ashamo, right, Yotza, but Hevi Ashamo, Achalo Hevi Gzelo, Lo Yotza. Again, because the money has to come back, you have to give back the money before you bring the Korban Asham. Nelson is a Karen, but Nelson is a Chomesh. If you gave the Karen, right, then the amount of money that you stole, or the item, right, the value of the item that you stole, but not the Chomesh, but the one fifth, so ain't no Chomesh Ma'akev, so that the Chomesh is not ma'akev, and the korban asham is good, and obviously he has to pay it, but like that's not, that doesn't, you know, stop the process or anything. That doesn't have any impact. Tar by one under brisa. Asham ze keren, hamoshav ze chomesh. Again, the pasuk, right? That's, where is this pasuk? Where is it? Sorry. No, where is it? I'm trying to find it on the side. Right, Asham and Hamoshav. Yeah, okay. V'mein le'ish goel, right? La'shiva ha'asham elav. A person doesn't have, again, that's possibly quoted before, right? Earlier in the Mishnah. But if a person has no yorshim, right? That's like a ger, to bring back the korban. So the hashamu shav la'shem la'kohen milvad So Ha'asham Hamushav Lashem LaKohen. What's the Asham? That's the Karen. That's the item that you stole, or the value of the item. Hamushav is Chomesh. So that means, you have to give, right? Ha'asham Hamushav. You have to give the item, and you have to give one-fifth as well. Again, it's really one-fourth. Okay, we're fine. Oh, Eino Ela Asham Za'ayo. Maybe the Asham is referring to the Korban Asham. So the Gemara says, who cares? Right, who cares whether the Asham is talking about that? Yeah, still have to bring all those things. Right? Who cares whether the Pasuk is saying Ha'asham, right, is that it means the Korban, or Asham, right, means the Karen. So the Gemara says, Lafuki mid the Rava, because we would theoretically would be against Rava. Dama Rava's Rava says, Gezel Hager Shechziru Balayla Lo Yatza. Right, if you bring back the Gezel Hager at night, right, you gave it to the Kohanim, it's no good. Why? Because we're comparing, right, the Korban Asham to the what's called, since you can't bring the korban at night, obviously, so too you can't give, right, the item or the value back. And if you gave it back at half, right, you're also not yotze. You can't pay, half today, half tomorrow, half next week, whatever it is. You have to give, that would be three halves, whatever, you know what I mean. Right, you have to give it all at once. My time, and why is that? Asham kari rachmana, because it's called the korban asham. So the giving the money back has to be similar to the korbanos. So if you're telling me that the asham is referred to a karen, right, if the karen is called an asham, like we just said, right, so then theoretically, right, that they should have the same halachos. So Gemara says, Sarkishu Omer Milvad Elakipurim Have Omer Asham Zakaran. Again, we said Milvad Elakipurim, again, that's really in the Pasuk. Right, that's the Korban. Right, so therefore Asham, right, is referring to the Karen. And sure enough, right, that it's what's it called? That is how as Rava said. fine. So Tani Ida Kunan Raisa. Asham's again gonna have different slightly different interpretation. Not slightly different interpretation, but you'll see. Right, Asham Zekaren, right, Hamushav Zechomesh, right, the Brisa said, Asham Zekaren, Asham Zechomesh, maybe Asham doesn't mean the Korban, but maybe the Asham means the Chomesh. I said, Chomesh is my Nafkamina, who cares, Lafukim Masisan, that would be against our Mishnah. Right, the town is one that learns our Mishnah, Nasan Lo Zekaren, Melo Nasan Lo Zechomesh, right, Ena Chomesh Ma'akev, right, we said at the end of our Mishnah that the Chomesh is not Ma'akev. If you tell me that the Asham is the Chomesh, then it would be Ma'akev, right, Adrava. Right, a chomesh ma'akev. Maybe according to saying that Asham is the chomesh, that would be ma'akev. So the Gemara says, no, it's not. It's not referring to the chomesh, because you omer veshivas Hashemo b'roshov v'chamishisav, have you omer, Asham zekaren, right? We already mentioned the chomesh, right? And therefore, right, Asham is referring to the karen. Tanya idach will under the right. So Asham zekaren, right? Hamushav zechomesh, okay. Right, again, we've been doing that, right, a couple times already. Ube gezel hager kazum adaver, right? We're talking about gezel hager, when you steal a gzela, right? Hold him up at gunpoint. Gemara says, maybe, Eino v'ela Moshav's a kefal. Maybe Moshav means kefal, not chomesh, but kefal, right? The double payment that you only pay when you have a geneva, when you steal it from him. Maybe ugneva's a gerigas from a devil. Maybe we're talking about a geneva. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true, because you omer have a shiva sashem up, roshav, chamesh yisav. Right, again, when we say you give it back, with the fifth, we're talking about money, right, that, again, something that you pay chomesh on, right, not kefal, but something that you pay one-fifth on, something that we're talking about Karen, that's talking about a gazlan. Okay, gufa, let's go back to something we just said. Amar Rava says that gezel ager shechzir balayla, right, lo yatza, if you give it back, right, the thing, something you stole from a ger, you give it to the kohen, right, ger dies, right, you give it to the kohanim, right, so if you give it at night, that's no good. Hechziru l'chatzayin, if you give it in half, in parts, lo yatza, that's also no good. My time, why is that? Asham kari rechmana, right, the Asham, Torah called it an Asham, therefore it has to have the same halachos. Right, of an Asham, you have to bring it during the day, you can't bring it split in two or threes or whatever. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, now that, usually, when we say gufa, right, we're going back to add, right, we go back and we quote something we said before, and then we elaborate on it. So if you look over here at the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger just points out that this is one of several examples where we don't elaborate at all, right? It's just used to introduce a different, similar topic. Right, he quotes, what is it called? He quotes in Bab Metziah, Daf Kof Tes, right, that basically that sometimes, Afal Pishalo Chidish Davar, right, even though usually a gufa, we're going back to something, then we elaborate and we add something. Here, we're not adding anything, we're just kind of introducing the next topic by quoting what we said before. Okay, so, Vaitan the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, similarly, right, Gezel Hager She'in Voshav Pruta L'Chalkoin B'Koin, right, Lo Yotza Yidei Chovasa. If you don't have enough money, if you didn't have enough, kesef, to give back to every coin, right, in the Mishmar. Again, the Mishmaros were different sizes. So if you didn't steal enough, so you have to give at least a pruta to each kohen, right? You are not yotze, right? You have to, and then there says Rashi, you have to add money. I mean, if you stole $10, right? And the kohen has, I don't know, the mishmar has, let's say, 100 people, so then you got to add money to that, make sure everybody gets at least a pruta. My time wise, why that? Because right, Adchi Hey Hashav Kol Koin. The coin has to be right for every coin. Boy, Rava asked if that's true. The following shayla: Ain bold mishmeres yor yariv, but v'yeshbo the mishmeres yedaya. Right, yedaya was smaller than yor yariv. So again, let's say you have enough money, right, for yedaya, but not for excuse me, for Yehu Yarid. So Gemara says, hey, tell me what's the case. If you gave it to Yadaya during his mishmar, so obviously that's fine, right? Because you have enough money in there, so you cover the whole mishmar, so obviously that's fine. So the Shrikha must be, the case is, the Yavi Li Yadaya b'mishmar to the Yehu Yarid, right? So your Yarid's turned the base on Mikdash, and then you gave, right, the money back to Yedaya. So Maya, what's the din? Me and Mina came into Lav Mishmarosohu Velo Klomu. Since Yedaya is not in Beis HaMikdash, right, they're just hanging out in the streets, right, whatever, they're home, so then that's nothing, that doesn't count. Odomar maybe came to Chazilei, they may carry Yedaya Kai. Maybe since the money, the amount of money that you stole is not Shayach for Yehu Yariv, so it's not for them regardless, and therefore it should have been for Yedaya, and therefore when you gave it back to him, right, so that's good enough. So the Gemara says, Teku, we don't have an answer for that. By Rav Rav asked following Shaila, Kohanim Mashi Yechalku Gezel Ager, right, so, sorry, good. Kohanim Mashi Yechalku Gezel Ager Kneged Gezel Ager. Our Kohanim allowed to split Gezel Ager against Gezel Ager. What does that mean? Meaning, are they able to make a deal? Meaning, like, I'll take this, you'll take the next one, right, I'll take this, I'll take that, you'll take that. Meaning, can they cheshbin out between the two of them, or between the, I don't know, hundreds of them, right, and make dealings with the return. Me and an Asham Kari Rahmana, right? And do we say that it's called an Asham, meaning that, as we said, Asham Zekaren, and therefore Ma Asham Ein Chok and Asham Kineged Asham, just like they can't make a deal with the Korbanos, right? So Av Gezel Ein Chok and Gezel Ager, Kineged Gezel Ager, and therefore they can't make, you know, deals and kind of split up whatever they want with the Gezel Ager. Odoma Gezel Ager Ramonahu, or maybe it's just money, right? And then obviously they can go right back and forth and make, you know, monetary business, whatever, deals with it. So Rav Pashta said, then Rav answered, he said, Ashim Kari Achmana, and therefore they cannot. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, Masnei Leib Hedja, Rav Acha Brei D'Rava said, it wasn't a Shaila and an answer, he just taught it beferish, right? Amar Rav, Kohanim, Inchok, and Gezel Ager, Kenegi Gezel Ager, my time, why? Because Ashim Kari Achmana, right? He just, Rav taught it straight out, without the Shaila, Boy Rav, and he answered, etc. Boy Rav, another Shaila of Rav, Kohanim, Begezel Ager, Yorshin Havu, O Mekabli Matonos Havu. Are when Kohanim get this Gezel Ager, when the Ger died again, then the guy gives it back to the Kohanim, are they considered like Yorshim, or are they getting Ematana? So now, who cares? Right, the Mainav Kamina, right, what's the difference? Right, you're going to Gezel Chametz Rav Lava Pesach, right? If a guy steals Chametz Rav Lava Pesach, so the halacha is that if you steal Chametz Rav Lava Pesach, you can give it back to the Yorshim and say, Harei Shelcha Lefanecha. And, you know, this is what I stole. Here it is. It's not worth anything anymore. Okay, I stole a bottle of whiskey. I'm giving you back a bottle of whiskey. Chametz Pesach passed. Now you can't use it. Okay, but that's, you know, still the same item that I took. So that's the Gemara says. Right, Iyam Arthur Yorshim Havu. If you say that they're Yorshim, Hainu Haidi Di Yorse Moris, meaning this is what they inherited, and that therefore this is what they're Yorish. Okay, so you can give it back to them, even though theoretically, right, it is Asur Bahana, and has no value. V'yamris, right, but if you say Mekabli Matanos Havu, that they're getting Matanos, so Matana Kamar Achmanu Denesiv Lehu, Falo Yesiv Lehu Below Midi. So you have to give the coin a Matana, and when the guy gives him a bottle of scotch, that's not worth anything, so you're not giving him a Matana, that's not worth anything, and therefore, Dafar Ba'amahu, and since it's worth nothing, so therefore, you can't be Yotze, right, you have to give him, right, the amount of money that you stole. If the bottle of scotch is worth $1,000, you have to give him $1,000. So Tosus over here just asked a very good question, right? If you're wondering, if you're paying attention, right? We just said, right, that a couple of lines ago, that any Gezel Ager that's given back to the Kohanim that does not have a pruta for each one of them, right, is not good enough. You have to be able to give a pruta to each Kohen of the Mishmar. So Tosus says, if you're Dima Maschol Lamai, Tema Amaylo Pashalei Midide, Tamar La'el, Gezel Ager, Injo Shabu Pruta, Lachol Echad Echad Lo Yatzah, right? If you don't give him, everybody, at least a pruta, you're not yotze. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Mekabli matana sabu. It must be that you have to give them a matana, right? Because you have to give them some sort of value. You can't give them back, something that's asur ba'ana. Right? How in the world could that work? So Tosfos actually points out that it must be, right, again, it was Rava who said that, and Rava is saying this. So he says, one of them must be Rava. It must be that the Girsa is wrong, and one of them must be Rava, because otherwise, the right, in Echinami, that would be a very good answer. That's not what the Gemara is about to say. So anyway, so Rav Zeira, back in the Gemara, Rav Zeira, Boyachi, he has the following Shaila. Afilim Tim Zalomar Mekabli Matana Havu, even if you say that the Kohanim are getting a Matana, are getting a gift, Hello, Yboilon, right? There's no Shaila, meaning there's no Shaila, right? Dihya Matana Amar Rahmana Din Lezivle, because the Torah says he has to give a Matana, but he doesn't actually have to give, any of value, meaning anything that has value. I mean, he can give the item back that he stole. You could just give the item that you would theoretically have to give back, right, if the Ger was still alive. Elkimi Boylan, the Shaila was rather, Kigon Shinafalu Eser Behemos Begezalagar, Mechaive Ifushi Menam Miser or Lo. The Shaila is, right, where the guy, right, stole 10 animals, right, now obviously you're giving to the Kohen. Does the Kohen have to give Miser Behema, right, from the ten animals? Right, Yorshim Havu, right, are they Yorshim, and Amar Mar, and therefore Amar Mar, Kana Betvis is a Bayis Chayavim, right, the Yorshim who acquire, right, again, they acquire the estate, therefore the Chayavim Trumas, in Maiser Behema, Odom Mar Mehmi Mikalim Matanas Havu, right, maybe they're just getting a gift, Utnan Halukeh, Hanitan Labom Matana, Potter Maiser Behema, and we learned that gifts are Potter from Maiser Behema, so my, what's the status, what's the din, what do we say, right, meaning really that's the Nafkamina, not the Nafkamina by Korban Pesach, by Chametz Shavuot of Pesach, but the Nafkamina would be whether he has to give Maaser Behema. So Tashma, I'll bring your proof. The Gemara, Brisa is going to list a bit long. Brisa, the proof will be at the end. Going to lift Esrim v'Arba Matanos Kahuna Nitnu L'Aaron Ubanov. Aaron was given, right, the Kohanim are given 24 Matnos Kahuna. Now we're not going to go through every single one of them. We'll just try and explain things that are perhaps not self-explanatory, but obviously is more an analysis that can be done here. But given the Daf Yomi Limud, we're just going to kind of translate them. So the Gemara says, "V'kula nitu b'klal prada klal ubris melech." All of them are given klal prada klal by ubris melech. Right, that's by just a reference to the psukim, right, that the ubris melech, that they are what's it called? That they are, meaning that the bris melech means that they always exist, meaning that melech, just like melech doesn't go, just like salt doesn't go bad. And kol mekayman ki ilu mekayim kol protocol bris melech. Okay, everybody who is mekayim them is mekayim this bris. I call over aleihem, right, ki ilu over al kol protocol bris melech. Fine. The Elohim, and these are anybody who doesn't give them, right, violates them. Okay, these are them. Esrba mikdash, the 10 of them in the base of mikdash. Arba yishalayim, 4 of them that you give in yishalayim. Esrba gulim, and 10 of them you give outside of yishalayim. Okay, Ezra b'mikdash is chadas be'ema, right, the animal, korban chadas, chadas va'of, right, the bird korban chadas, asham vadai, the meat of a korban asham, asham toloi, meat of a asham toloi, zivchei shalmei tzibor, the shlamim for the tzibor, right, let's say korban toda or whatever, etc. Or that's probably the, not the korban toda, the what's called the shtei alechem, no, the korban is the reference to the. Okay, either way, v'log shemen shal metzorah, and the leftovers, not that's not the shemen that goes on the metzorah, but the leftovers in the jug of the oil that's anointed on the metzorah, mosar ha'omer, anything left over from the korban omer, shtei alechem, again, that's shtei alechem, that's the bread of the shtei alechem, offered on Shavuos, lechem aponim, right, the weekly bread that was on the shulchan, she'ari mincha, menachos, right, anything left over from korban mincha, those are the 10 that was they got in the Beis HaMikdash. Arbu Yishalayim, the 4 in Yishalayim were HaBechora, any firstborn animals. Bikurim, right, first fruit. Hamoram min HaToda ve'el Nazir, right, the chilek from the Korban Toda and the Kohen portions from those Korbanos, the Nazir bringing a Korban and the Korban Toda. Oros Kachim, right, and the skins of Kachim. Vasar v'Gvulim, and 10 of them were given outside, right, all over Eretz Yisrael. Truma, and Trumas Meiser, right, Chala, right, Reish Zagez, first shearings of the sheep. Matanos, right, those are korbanos, the gifts of the korbanos, the portions of the korbanos, like the shokin, whatever that the Kohen gets. Pinyon Ben, right, Pinyon Peder Chamor, firstborn donkey that is redeemed. Right, Steachuza, right, and that would be if the Gizbar sold, right, the Steachuza that was not redeemed, right, if you're Magdish Steachuza, right, we had that yesterday, right, Ustei Charamim, a field that is turned into chayrim, that's given to the kohanim. Person can say, my field is chayrim, and it goes to the kohanim. And finally, v'gezel hager. And gezel hager, right, that anything that is, you know, our, that's what we've been talking about at length. V'kakari mihas matana. Again, this is a list of gifts. So shma minah, miha makali matana savu, shma minah. So certainly, we find that this is considered to be a halachic gift, and therefore, again, depending on what nafkamina you're going for, right, if it was, if you're going with the nafkamina of Chomesh Avalav HaPesach, right, so you can't give just give back the item, and if you're going with the nafkamina of whether he has to give Matnos, or if you have to give Meister Behema, he would not have to give, the Kohen would not have to give Meister Behema from this gift. Okay, we'll stop here by the 2000, we'll go right in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.